Morning, you welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today being Wednesday, today is the usual day when we just sit back and have a whole lot of fun. Today is Dear Bumi Day being Wednesday. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. I know you're listening. You got your tea and biscuits ready? Right, let's go. I have two ladies here. Why do I always have Dear Bumi with ladies only? I must fish for some men, you know. But you see, that's the problem with you ladies. If I'd had it with men all along, you'd be making so much noise. It's sexist, it's this, is that. The men have kept quiet now, you know, bringing ladies. Next week, I must bring in a man. luckily in Nigeria, we have only two gender, male, female. We don't have in between. Okay, I have Rosemary Okonkwo. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Hey, boys. What do you do? You're an intern.
Yes, sir.
Which school are you in?
Lagos State University.
Oh, my shell. Oh, pity. Didn't you hear of University of Lagos before you went to LASU? What course do you do there?
Mass communication.
Ah, that is good. You've balanced it up a little bit. Okay, so... Sarah Benson.
Yes.
This is the first time I'm hearing somebody being called Sarah. What does it mean?
First daughter of a king.
First daughter of a king.
Yeah.
Which king is your dad?
I'm from River State, so Ogoni. So in Ogoni,
you have
Sarah.
Oh, you're from
Sarah
Ogoni. Yes. Yeah. Sarah Benson. Yeah. Good. Sarah. What's the full whatever?
Why do people always ask? That's actually a thing, but then it's Sarah Mene.
Usually,
always say Rivers people have sentence long names,
yes.
But
they can't fill jam form. Okay, Sarah, it's nice to meet you. What do you do?
I'm a voiceover artist, and of course, right here in Nigeria, for me, an intern in the newsroom.
I like your voice, though. I must say that. I highly like, if there's anybody out there who wants to use our voice, I'm a man here. Okay, so you both heard this program before, I assume. Mm-hmm. So you know that we are going to take issues from this. This is Dear Bumi.
Absolutely.
Look at it now. Look at, you know, you can see it. Okay. All right. We're on YouTube and we're on Facebook. So you guys can eat your hearts out. You know, I have a big fan base of young men. These are my people. Mm-hmm. They are Gen what now?
Gen Z.
Yeah.
I'm their patron.
Really?
Well, I think so. I've made myself their patron. And a lot of them are, you know, some of them want to settle down and get married. Mm. So I provide that service. So is anybody here available? Put your hand up. You boys go to Facebook and go to YouTube. If you want, if anybody is, are you available?
We'll review.
Okay. You review? Mm. That means you're available. Are you available?
Not at all.
Even before I finished the sentence,
I'm unavailable.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you cannot be convinced. You cannot be. Okay, let's get down to business. Look at these issues we have to deal with today. I don't want more kids with her, Jacob. My ex heartlessness turned me into Mr. Nasty. It's Peter. Rookie says, we parted amicably, but I still miss him. Maybe this is where we will start. This one, I think we've seen this one before. He uses me as cover up, Johnson. Lillian says that he wants me to have fun before settling down.
What do you mean fun?
Sorry?
What do you mean fun?
I'm reading the headline. What do you think fun means in this case?
I think I need to ask her because, you know, fun is relative. Some people's fun cannot be the other people's fun. So that's why I say, what kind of fun do you want to have before you
settle down? Do you have anybody listening to this program?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have somebody you know that listens, like your boyfriend or your mom? That's why you're asking me. Imagine 5 minutes asking me what is fun.
No. Before we settle down, can't we have fun while we settle down?
He says he wants me to have fun. The Lillian says that he wants me to have fun before settling down. And you're not asking me.
What kind of fun?
Wait, cool down. You're not asking me what is fun, what kind of fun. I lie. You know.
Mm. I don't know.
Feta, do you think she doesn't know what fun is?
She?
No, that's what I'm asking. Now, what kind of fun do you want to have before you settle down?
Do you believe her?
People have different definitions of fun.
Before my hand. Muti, sorry, I have to keep using this phrase. We put that I make little people that still missing. I regret having too much to drink. Okay, let's take the first issue, okay? Let's even talk about the one he wants me to have fun, okay? So let me read it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready? My current boyfriend and I are seriously discussing settling down and starting a family. I am 26, not me or Lillian, and he is in his early 30s. Recently, I ran into an ex-lover who is a happy-go-lucky man. We sort of drifted apart when we had new relationships. He now wants us to continue where we left off. This is the person who is already thinking of settling down. No?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all that one says is not offering marriage, but let him just have a fling and so on and so forth.
Wow.
She's now asking, should I go for it, knowing I might not have another chance once I'm married? What aren't you supposed not to do this thing once you are committed?
Exactly.
That's my
committed relationship.
But you need to talk to the mic.
Okay.
Speak up. Uh-huh.
You are in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
You don't have to entertain other people.
But she seems to think, I got a sense that she seems to think that she can do it because she's not yet married. I do get people saying, I get people saying things like that, you know, that, I can have a fling and so on and so forth as long as I'm not married. Does it work like that?
I am a very strong advocate for not dating for fun. You know, if you say you're in a committed relationship with somebody, if you say that, okay, this is the person that I want to be committed to at this point in time because life happens, you know, just like the other story we're going to get into that they, you know, parted amicably. So why are you in a relationship with someone that you still want to go and flirt outside, you still want to have fun?
But she said, this is what she said. Not me, oh, it's written down here. She says that can't she just have fun before she gets committed to marriage? Is this woman serious?
I don't think she's serious. If she is, because you can't be saying, what kind of fun? Again, Feta, I was asking, what kind of fun does she want to have that?
So, you see, you don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
If you don't get it,
I forget about it. I will forget.
You still don't get it. I think it's quite clear to me. Anybody who doesn't understand should please put his or her hands up so I can explain to her. Look at them, hypocrites.
I don't understand, no. Because if you claim to be in a committed relationship, why do you need to go outside?
I think it's irresponsible. But I wonder, why is she asking? Why is she asking?
Maybe.
She's trying to justify.
I think she's already done it self.
Wow.
I think she's just trying to... Yeah, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you do certain things. It worries your conscience. So you try to validate it by things like this, that, okay, let me ask Dear Bumi, so it will look as if it was Dear Bumi that told her.
It's already conceived in her heart, you know. It was already there, like, oh, maybe I should go and have fun. And then
so if it's already conceived, for me, these things are done the moment you think of them. You see, because what it means is that with the right atmosphere, it's a done deal.
Absolutely.
But and it doesn't, it makes it so easy for her to do it because they had dated before, you know. Of course, there's this famous Carver's Law, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of.
So why is she still in contact with her ex when she has a
current
partner?
For me, what I find most intriguing is, why ask? You get what I'm saying? You know within yourself, because if you thought that it was okay, you wouldn't be asking.
Ask, exactly.
Some people,
she knows it's wrong.
Some people always need validation for the things they have done. That's what it means. Yeah, some people need validation.
I was about to say that. I think sometimes
old flames. And there's this pigeon adage that says, now old firewood, they catch pass.
Hey. Hi, Chineke. Hey. You have to hear that one.
It's popular now.
Hey. Now old firewood,
they catch pass.
You believe that?
Oh,
we will not ask. We will not ask.
Sarah.
See that, because she will ask us again to explain.
No, no, because
he left to see that. If left to see that, she will not answer any question.
No,
when you have explained, she will not ask you again to please explain the explanation.
Because I want to know, like, why? Okay, so why you leave the old firewood now? Why you go buy a new one?
No, they said that old firewood catches pass. Yes. You want to explain?
No. I think that one.
You can ask Feta later. We need to move on to the next one.
Okay.
The next one is we parted amicably, but I still miss him. I assume that we are adults here, and all of us have parted at some time in our life. We have had to part with to break up. Yeah. But this thing can pain. It pains men, no? Does it pain women like that?
Yeah. Yes, no. Yes.
It can pain. The one that pains the man most is when you now, like they say, Yoruba, Oluwayawo, meaning that the rich man has taken the poor man's wife. Meaning that if somebody better than you takes the babe, you know, you are still running around with a small distance. This guy just comes with the SUV, you know.
Wow.
You know, has an apartment in Lekki.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good looking, wears the right perfume, speaks well. You know, you will feel very low. You feel like a low rat. Well, let's find out what happened here. And she says, "Dear Bumi," this is Rookie.
Yeah.
"Dear Bumi, a few weeks ago, my boyfriend and I decided to split up. But ever since, I've been miserable.
Wow.
When I see him with other friends, my heart breaks. Yet, we weren't exactly happy when we were together. Why do I feel like this? I think partying always brings some kind of feeling anyway.
Yeah.
There's always a nostalgic feeling to get over. But sometimes it can be good riddance. So.
It can, because she said amicably. Maybe, you know, they had reasons to part ways. But because they've been together for a long time, or maybe just together, they've had companionship, you know, they've done things together, they just felt like, oh, these are the things that we do together, and over time it gets to you and you grow on it, and when by the time you leave, you know, you just miss, you know, that lifestyle or what you had with the person.
How do you get over parting, the pain?
I think the first thing is to accept, you know, just like grief and every other emotion, you need to accept that, okay, this has come to an end, so you need to, popular quote of, move on. I'm moving on. So you need to move on. But then it's from the acceptance that, you know what, this is over. I enjoyed it while it lasts. Some part of me, I'm never going to let go. Because if I mean, it's right for her to miss the person, because this was somebody that you shared, you know, your life
and
with.
And she said they parted amicably. It could jolly well be for health reasons.
Probably, yeah.
I experienced that before, way back in my early years. Yes, you want to hear this.
So how did you, move on?
How did I get over? First of all, ask me why did I break up?
Okay.
So I was getting older. You know, I'd finished. I had a nice job. You know, in those days after uni, I had everything. I had a nice apartment. I had a car. I want to make you guys jealous of what happened during my own time.
Right.
No, I just let you know. Okay, so. The major problem, we did something stupid, and thanks for awareness now, those things from the onset, you'd have sorted that out. We didn't know about our genotypes.
Oh, that's bad.
And babe was in Ibadan, you know, I was in Lagos, Ibadan, Express Road. Knew me with my Beatles. I had a Beatle then with my loud music. I've always had loud music. If you go in my car now, you see woofers and things. So with my loud music, sometimes I go to about 9 p.m. In those days, it was no big deal. And I remember after the mom saying, "Hey, this love is too much. It's too much." Anyway, long and short of it, lo and behold, one doctor now, he's late. We're always going to the doctor's place, you know, we're always going there, you know, and life was easy in our time. And so I got there one day and I walked in alone. As soon as I walked in, I said, I thank God, you know, thank God.
Yeah.
He said, so he just pressed the button by his desk. One nurse appeared, he said, bleeding. I said, what is that? So they took my blood. He said, "What's your genotype?" I said, "I don't know." So he said, "Bleeding." Okay. You know, by the time they bled me, I discovered I was what they call AC, which is as bad as AS.
Wow.
And of course, the we all knew, between the doctor and I, we knew the status of the madam. So we had to break. We had to break. Because you see, love can disappear when wahala come.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in love?
Yes, but I think it takes more than love to sustain any relationship.
You've been quiet. Say something.
Yeah, I believe in love. Okonkwo. Obviously.
Rosemary.
I believe in love, yes.
Do you have somebody listening to you? Because it looks as if you are being very careful. You are cheating the exam. Somebody is texting now what to say.
Nobody.
Oh, okay, I thought you were looking at your phone. Okay. So she's still... So I know what it's like. Now, you asked me a question. How did I get over it? I can't remember. But I think, and if I can move my brain a little bit, I think I went on the rebound.
Ooh.
It's not recommended for people to go on the rebound because you'll end up doing something silly.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that way back then, it's been long now, I think I went on the rebound.
Mm-mm.
But then again, you never forget such incidents. I mean, I can remember it now.
Yeah, and I think it's really okay to miss someone or, you know, it's okay because I don't think you can ever take that part out.
Okay, but what if your heart is broken?
Like,
how do you get over that?
Like you said, you parted for the right reason.
That doesn't make it easier, though.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you need time to heal.
Okay, what if it's that the bobo don't get another babe? Shut up.
So obviously, everybody will have to move on at some point in their life. So if you guys parted for...
Okay, I've talked about my own experience. You tell me yours. Has a man ever walked out on you?
No.
So you've been carrying them all along? Or what? You have them in multiple...
No, she's the
I've not had any heartbreak. No.
So you are the one who is always driving them away?
Not exactly.
what about you?
No heartbreak. No.
What, yeah, Lino? This one's a tough cookie. Feta, don't worry, I won't ask you. You're feeling very uncomfortable. You can off your mic. I won't ask you anything. Wait.
It's been off.
Tell me, put it on. Is it this one?
Did you mean that you're not going to ask me anything?
I don't. Tell me now. Tell me now. Just.
Jimmy, I'll tell you when we are done.
I know. Let the whole of Lagos hear. What is it?
That.
Has your heart been broken? Has a guy walked out on you before?
Accidentally.
What is accidentally?
That's why I said that it's a long story.
Okay, is it that another
babe? So he mistakenly sent me a breakup text. So it means that it wasn't just me he was with.
He was cheating on someone.
That's how you caught him?
Yes.
Okay, did he put your name inside for you? Did he put the other girl's name?
No, he didn't put any girl's name. He just said, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
hey, but it could have been you now.
No, and then he calls to talk to me normally, and I'm wondering, why are you talking to me like nothing happened? But he sent me a text like, Oh my god.
Yeah, right.
That's how I knew.
There was a cut. Guys, if you find yourself in this position, call me, I'll tell you what to do.
There's no explanation for that.
Is it
a prank?
No explanation.
No,
it can't be a prank.
I would have come up and say, well, I thought it was April Fool. Or something.
Really, Uncle Jimmy.
Regardless, Uncle Jimmy, there's a cut, and that's we are done.
Period. Like,
you don't. So that's why you littered your guy just because I had another babe.
You Emma Dasiro for me.
Emma Dasiro.
Like, I win this one.
9:21. I'm having fun with my ladies here. Oops. Somebody help me pick that paper. Okay, so. So what should you then tell Rookie?
I think Rookie, it's okay to miss him.
Yes.
But you know, it's also okay to find your foot and move on. It's okay to say, okay, once in a while I miss you, but don't linger. Yes, don't linger. Don't relax there and make you feel like, oh, I think I would have been better with him. I think I would have been, you know.
Some people are itching to contribute. Let's hear what they have to say. Pick that call, madam. Please. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
My ex, we parted, but not the heartbreaker.
He doesn't. I just go now.
Hello?
And I just go now. Where? He go right, you go left.
So I used to escort that boyfriend place.
You used to what? Okay, pick the next call. I didn't quite hear what you said. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So I said I used to escort my ex to her boyfriend's place.
Eh? Wow.
Ari?
I would drop her like two buildings to the guy's house. Later they got married.
Ha.
I would still in the talk.
So when they got married, you were still going two houses to...
They even introduced me to the husband. The day I visited a shop, I meet the guy there. I didn't know him. He said, are you Chris? I said, yes. So my wife told me about you. Eh?
Ari?
Ari. So when she comes, say, come, why did you tell... He said, no, I have to tell him about you. I'm telling you.
And yes, sir, are you sure? Are you sure? I have a Bible in front of me. I put my hand on it on your behalf.
My two hands are up on me. Even my two legs.
I don't talk. I'm not.
I'm telling you, we are friends.
I have my hand on the Bible.
When her mom, Uncle Jimmy, when her mom died, I'm the first person she called.
Is that of the husband? Well done, eh? Cool, sir. Mm.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy.
The husband is listening. He's 924.
He has three kids. I have three kids.
Three kids.
Uncle Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
The man that always stay behind the pillar, I never hear you mention his name anymore.
Because he's not behind the pillar.
Oh, he's not staying in front of the pillar. I mean Philip.
Yes.
Philip is around.
He's not around. He's not behind the pillar.
Don't wonder.
He has been reassigned.
And my sister from Niger Delta, up Niger Delta. Uncle Jimmy, you hear voice, you bow.
Okay, all right. Point noted. We've got to take a short break and we'll be right back. All right, we were busy gisting. Sorry we kept the music on for too long. We were busy gisting in the studio. We didn't know we should let you know and hear what we were talking about. So we kept on and on during the break, about this rookies, whatever. Let's move on to, I don't want more kids with her. Bring this down a bit for me, please. Yeah, thank you. And he says that my girlfriend, this is Jacob. Do you know anybody called Jacob? Neighbor, friend, brother, cousin? Jacob? No. Okay. Jacob, and it's not a common name.
Yeah, it's not.
Come to think of it, I don't have any friend who is called Jacob.
Jacob.
I think I do, but very, very think you distant. Do? Jacob.
Okay. What is the most common name that you know?
Femi.
Femi.
Oh
exactly.
You, Unko?
Omo, it has to be Femi, because
it has to be Femi. All you Femis are there. Wait. You better.
Dami too is
Dami. Yeah,
Dami is not. Yeah, Dami is not a common name.
I actually have five friends that are Dami.
Ah. Dami.
Yes.
Lagos. Go to a hotel and just call Dami. Seven people turn back once.
Okay. Can we stop the program? Go and do the experiment.
Let's do it.
Okay. So Jacob says that, or what we call Jacobu.
Yeah.
Okay, Jacob says, I don't want more kids with her. My girlfriend and I are currently living together and have a two-year-old child. Do you think what they're doing is right?
Currently living.
Yes, and they have a two-year-old child.
That's cohabiting.
Yes, is it okay?
Well, it depends on their faith, you know.
Okay.
If their faith allows them to cohabit.
What does your own faith?
That's wrong. My faith as a believer, that's wrong. I'm a Christian.
Believer in what?
Christian. I'm a Christian, believe in Jesus Christ.
So why, when you say you're a believer, other faiths are not, they don't have believers.
I don't know what they believe. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and we have, you know.
Okay. I get it. Do you see anything wrong in living together?
It's totally wrong. You're not totally married. Wrong. Yes, you should.
What about if you there's some disturbance here? What about if you decide, if it's that you're going to get married soon?
Then wait. Sorry? I think that calls to discipline. I think that calls to if you can wait till that moment before you want to get married, then you know you can wait further. You know, I haven't had it. I think the person said because of a 2-year-old.
Mm.
You know,
yes,
because there's a 2-year-old involved. So, guys, like, okay, this is not what I planned for.
So, if you find yourself, you know, pregnant, for example, and you don't think that you might as well cohabit.
I don't think there's a reason.
Or if you don't want that level of, you know, the world is changing, though. You know, people cohabit; they have all kinds of arrangements. You don't be as a believer. Your own is that you must put a ring on my finger.
Yes.
You too believe that. Yes. Are you a believer?
I am, definitely.
I think there's just one reason, because when you say cohab, people say, "Oh, but you need to know, how would you know if he snores or if you know if he does this?" I call them two things. They're negotiables and non-negotiables. Your non-negotiables should be your core values. And negotiables should be the things that you can change over time. You know, if you think he's snoring too much.
You don't want to be caught by surprise on that day now.
No.
Long do you
because feel? We have instances, for example, of ladies getting married, not testing the equipment, and either is non-functional, or it turns out, either is non-functional, or it turns out that the guy would rather have a guy as his partner, but has been forced by his family to get married. You don't believe in testing the merchandise. When you go to buy suya in the market, the suya man will give you taste in a small
marriage bowl. Is not suya.
You don't marriage is not suya. Yeah. So you are ready to take the risk.
Again, non-negotiables are things that probably will not change. I'm not ready to take any risk, because the things that you can learn and unlearn, it's something that we can work on in marriage.
So you also believe in wisdom.
Yes.
You can't totally know a person. You can't 100% know a person.
But at least you should know something.
Yeah, you should know few things about the person as you guys get married.
Supposing those few things now become a child, what do you do?
That's why you have a child.
If it becomes a child and the man says, "I'm not ready," he doesn't have money, doesn't have anything. So what do you do? What's that?
Okay, the mic is off.
Your mic is off. I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, yes. Sorry. Please, I didn't get that.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Okay, so you were saying?
What was the question?
Okay, you got the question.
He was saying, supposing the, you know, what you can manage becomes a child, what would you do?
What I can manage?
Like,
becomes a child.
Becomes a child. If it's an accidental discharge, you know, he didn't know. He didn't know that the gun.
No.
But you're already married to him.
No.
Maybe you're not married to him.
You should talk about things with your partner. You want to settle down with this person.
Yes.
You should obviously trust the person.
Yes.
Love the person.
Yes.
This person should be your friend. Like, you can speak about anything. So why are you getting married to?
And speak truth to power.
Why are you getting married to this person if you have a child outside?
Anyway, let's read the rest of this, of Jacob's. He says, recently she's been hinting on having another baby, and I really don't want to. They've already had one baby.
Or
she
married.
Wants another baby or married. And he says that. Why does Jacob say this? He confesses, I don't think I'm a good father as it is. I love our little girl, but I'm not exactly what you call a hands-on dad, changing nappies and stuff. I dare not tell her because it will break her heart, but I miss the life we used to have. Now we don't go out anymore, and when I go out to be with my friends, she screams that I'm selfish for leaving her alone with the kid. One more baby and I think I'll leave home for good.
This is serious.
I first of all wanted to say it's odd, but life these days is as everybody wants it, within certain parameters. I think there's a bit of tolerance for people having children and not being married. We don't recommend it. But I'd rather have that than have a toxic. The one thing I don't want is anything toxic.
Okay, it's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy. So if the marriage is going to make the union unhealthy, and they both agreed that they don't want it because that's life.
I don't think, well, he didn't state whether, you know, he asked for marriage and she said no, or
obviously there is no marriage on
but
the
there's
cards.
No marriage on ground, yeah. And I think that's where, you know, the man Jacob, right, he's saying, because the baby has come before, you know, the marriage, so he's like, okay, this is not what I prepared for, this is not what I wanted, and you know, he's here and she couldn't take it away, and so
I think
he's now struggling with being a good father or being a father without the union of, you know, that fatherhood.
No, he says that, let's get it right though, his biggest worry is that he thinks he's not a good father. But I say that for the fact that he thinks he's not a good father shows that he's a good father.
Yeah.
Because if you admit that you're not, then all you have to do is learn.
Learn, exactly.
Absolutely.
Maybe,
and I think
he
he's
wants
just scared.
To, maybe before having another child, he wants to get this fatherhood right. He wants to learn how to love
He wants to slip away.
Oh. You know, before having...
He wants to slip away.
So you feel like he doesn't want the baby.
Who can translate this? We could name country. Oh, where is... Pastor Ladipo, please, if you are the one calling, can you translate Kunin Koshi? Because if I say he doesn't want to do anything, it just doesn't sound the same. He's looking for an excuse to get out of this relationship. Maybe all the efforts he had to put into raising that first child has overwhelmed him.
You know, he said
you know, it's not everybody that is structured to have a child. It's a sacrifice.
Yes, that's why they should be a discussion before.
Those three tigers, tigresses, one tiger, two tigresses that I have. I went through hell when I had them. It's always good when they've grown up, but they will cry all night, all kinds of things, you know, looking for school fees, and it's a big sacrifice. When you're doing all this, you can't live a normal life.
Yeah,
you can't. It's called sacrifice. You want to say something?
No, we have callers.
No, we don't have a caller yet. Yeah, go on. Okay. I would say we don't have a caller. Go on.
Well, I don't think he's running away. I think there's fear, the fear of childhood, fatherhood. Mm. You know, it probably stems up from he wasn't ready for this. Mm. And when the child came and everything, you realize that, okay, you know what, this is not what I planned for. I just thought that me and this baby will be living together and we maybe not happily ever after, but, you know, we'll just be going and taking life JJ as it comes. But he saw the two-year-old, he had probably seen what it's like. He was like, okay, you know what, I'm not ready
to have more children.
Maybe
he's not cut out for this.
Yes, maybe he's not cut out for
the lady needs to chill, exactly.
Let me tell you something that I've noticed with some ladies, not all. I think especially I can say, you know, especially Yoruba ladies.
Okay.
Yoruba ladies would always tell you that it's better for you to have your children from one source, irrespective of how the child came to the world. Sometimes, even if it was rape,
they just want one man to have.
So this woman has probably found herself in that kind of position and says that, look, let him go ahead and deposit the second one. Then maybe he can take a walk if he likes.
They should have that discussion. I feel he should tell her, yes, you have to have that discussion.
But in relationships, people hardly nowadays tell their partners their real deep intentions. Sometimes you know that a man is not capable of these things. You decide to go your way the whole hog, but you lure him into it, or vice versa.
Okay.
The same too with men and women. Okay, now I can say we have a call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, who's calling?
Koni Kwashi, he's up to no good.
Oh, God will bless you. Who's calling?
My name's Meg.
Your name is?
Meg.
Meg. Okay, how can we get your bank details? Let me Roger you 10K for getting this. You didn't hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I can't repeat myself.
But I heard Roger, sir.
You heard Roger?
Yes.
I don't know how we can get your bank details so I can Roger you 10K.
You can just tell me where to text it to.
You said what?
You can tell me where to text it to.
I can't give you my number.
I'll DM you. I'll send you a DM on Instagram.
Yes, okay, DM me on Instagram with your bank details.
Okay, so you see, the truth of the matter is not everyone is caught out for fatherhood or motherhood.
Yes.
And not everyone is caught out for marriage. But I think that instead of leading another person on, lay your cards on the table. You will always find someone who aligns with your thoughts.
Yes.
And then you can have children together or define whatever relationship you want to have. But don't lead a person on, and then when you have, you know, reached the point where you're satisfied, you want to dump the other person. I think it's unfair.
Okay.
I think being open is good for all of us. Tell the person what she wants. If he or she is amenable, then go for it. Otherwise, don't lead people on. It's responsible for all of this mental illness and depression all over the place.
Okay, thank you. Please send me the DM, okay? What's her name again?
Meg.
Meg.
Yeah, Meg.
That's Margaret. Okay.
Or Mega. But she's right, you know, don't need people. And if you are not cut out for marriage, then don't do the things that, you know, married people do, or don't do the things that will make you feel married, or don't do the things that will make you want married.
You know what everybody should live on? Shine your eye.
Shine your eye.
Shine your
you
eye.
Can't shine your eye enough, though. Like you said, there are some people that keep things and won't tell their partner.
Do you tell your partner everything? Let us be honest now. I have a Bible in front of me. Do you tell your partner everything? Let us start with you. Everything under the sun. Why everybody is looking in the wrong direction? Look at me. Talk to me. Okay, I know what answer means. Fet and call. You want to go on break? I think we. What's the name of that pastor again? Remote, anyway. Okay, you Feta, you used to make noise here to say that you should be able to tell everything, like look at people's phones and so on and so forth. Have you changed your mind now?
I haven't changed my mind on that one.
On the
fact that you should be open.
Open.
Yeah, as much as you can.
Okay, let me ask. Would you go through your partner's phone, your husband's phone, when you get married?
He's my husband, so obviously you can go through my phone, I can go through your phone. You don't have to hide anything.
Okay, what about if he has a job like I have?
Okay.
Where I get information that is exclusive to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's security, whatever. So you want me to give you your phone because you are my wife.
So you feel you are not supposed to check your partner's phone?
What am I looking for?
Uncle Jimmy, you know, there's no handover. There's nothing like, give me your phone,
Jimmy.
I want to check it. I'm saying that if you're overprotective about your device,
curiosity. I am overprotective about my device.
It raises curiosity.
Because of my job.
Exactly.
How can it raise curiosity?
You're not the only journalist in the world. So.
I'm not the only one, but I'm one. Yes. Yes. We know.
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary?
If it's necessary, you should check it. Like she said, if it's something that we need to raise an eyebrow for, then yes. You know, it should be.
Like,
so
why are you seriously protecting your phone? Why are you doing that?
It's a case of, where's my phone? Oh, it's here. Oh, could you hand me my phone? You know, your phone is ringing, whatever. Not like I'm going through it, I'm scooping. Who is this?
No.
To me, it's not necessary. You don't need to check your phone.
That's why I like you.
So you feel there's no need checking your partner's phone?
I like
phone.
You, Uncle Jimmy, even if you don't like
I like her. But, and then you see, there's a saying that says, what you don't know don't hurt you.
I better know it, though. I better know it.
You reckon?
I better know it and know what I'm into.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, what if you find something in the phone? So what will you do?
Something like what, Uncle Jimmy?
Okay, let's say you find a WhatsApp message. He has a female friend and she sends him a WhatsApp message. What will you do?
A female friend, no problem. You are free to have female friends, obviously.
And she sends him a message.
A message about... yes, about... You can have female friends, obviously. Yes, you can have female friends. Uncle Jimmy, you are laughing.
Look at the way she's looking
at you. That laugh is suspicious.
Okay, it is 9:40. What is 9:46? Okay, let's see if we can have one more. Okay, dear Bomi, this is Peter. Why are some women so nasty and ungrateful? Why? I was engaged to a girl I thought was my soulmate. She was my childhood sweetheart, and I thought we'd be together for life. I worshipped her and did extra work to buy her the things she wanted. After we got engaged, I went into business to earn more money because I wanted us to start building on the plot of land her uncle gave me. Maybe I was too much engrossed in the future, as she was always complaining I was not much fun again. We were invited to a close friend's tag night, but I was so busy, I allowed her to go with her friends. As luck would have it, I finished earlier than I thought and went to join her at the party. She was obviously drunk by the time I got there and was dancing provocatively with a total stranger who clamped his hand around her, you know, her boo. She was not protesting in the least. And when she saw me, she simply carried on with what she was doing. I was so angry, I yanked her off the floor, but she refused to come home with me. Oh my God. When she showed up at the flat we shared the following morning, I was enraged. Surely she should know the most. We had a blazing row and she screamed at me that she'd been seeing other men since I was never around to give her a good time. And so what does this one want? Is everything quite yet? And so he says that she said some horrible things about what a lousy lover I was until I went mad. I beat her up.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm not supporting them, but I'm reading what I'm reading. I beat her up before throwing her and her things out in the street. Threw her things out. Since that happened close to a year ago, I've had no shortage of girlfriends, but as soon as it started to get pretty serious, I pushed them away and tried to hurt them like my ex hurt me. My last girlfriend caught me in bed with two undergraduates. I picked up at a party and he will kill himself.
So both parties, first of all, are not committed to each other.
This one needs an injection.
I mean, they are both not committed to each other.
Or he needs for them to take him to these native, you know, these psychiatric native. Native homes where they kill them every morning.
They are just both not committed to each other. They don't.
The lady is gone, so he is now lamenting. He's messed up.
I don't think he should see,
and I want everybody to learn this lesson.
Okay.
Usually, when you are messed up mentally, you'll probably be the first person to know, but you'll be in denial.
Yeah.
Once you suspect that, my brothers and sisters, head straight to the hospital. This guy is messed up. He won't kill himself. Just to prove a point. I sometimes wonder when I hear one man and two, or one man and two.
Should have probably moved on. So why is he hurting himself like that?
I don't understand it. What's his name?
I think it's because Peter. I think it's because he has, you know, like at the beginning, he put his mind like, okay, this is my future. This is the person I want to, you know, so all those things that
See the way the lady was dancing. See the person she was dancing.
I mean, if
was
it showed
only
that
one planning? Did he involve exactly, partner? Like
were you planning alone,
or you were planning everything? You have this obviously, picture in your
obviously,
head and
this lady was not committed to him.
First of all,
she wasn't committed.
Yeah, commitment.
Because she's already saying he's too lousy. So
she had already.
She said he's too lousy.
Does that matter?
No, that even came out of.
Let me hear.
It doesn't matter. Probably she's just looking for.
It doesn't matter to you.
And everything.
It doesn't matter to you.
That definition of lousy is, I don't know.
Okay, you
don't
know.
I don't know her definition. Does
it matter? First of all, there's only one definition of lousy. Like, it can be different. It can be in different situations, but lousy is lousy.
At least we can say it's not good.
Yes, being lousy is not. It's negative. So that comment came way after he saw these things, and she started complaining.
You can see that she wanted to leave.
Yeah,
anyway.
So she's just looking for the opportunity, and she does not want to be the person to call off the relationship.
But I don't think she's a decent person either, dancing in public with.
It tells to the man too. Like,
I mean,
I know.
I heard that people don't dance blues again. We used to dance blues. I mean, I remember when I was in Form 5, we went for one party in Yaba Tech, and the mother of the celebrant, they had both gone out. So when they came back, everywhere was dark, but they were hearing music. I'm going to music, Lenny. You know, simultaneously, as soon as the light came on, bam, she just met everybody against the wall. They were dancing blues. It's a man's world. Luckily, you know, the houses in Yabatek have long windows. Okay. They provided an escape. We were greeting ourselves at Jibo. I gotta go. I'm so full of stories. I gotta go. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did.
Of course, I did.
We should do this again, no?
We should.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do this again. Okay. But I don't want to have ladies for a while.
Yeah, we should bring
a guy.
I'm going
to have a guy next week. All right. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
We'll be back again tomorrow for Daily Digest at 9 o'clock. Okay? So you don't want to miss it. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking to Chief Bode George. This move that the APC has made to reconcile with him, what is the end result? We'll find out tomorrow at 9. Until then, take care of yourselves. I'll see you. Bye.
My name is Abdul. My friends ask me how I...
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.